Is it going, Phyllis? It's recording? All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, July 21st, 2022. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to stand and participate.
And if you don't mind, please bow your heads if you don't have a problem. Lord, we come before you just one more time. One more time, asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around individuals that's fighting for our democracy. And Lord, we ask that you put your arms around each and every employee of Jefferson County. Lord, we need your blessing every day. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to say our pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for an IFB for term contract for temporary canteen meal catering for disaster emergency for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for disaster and emergency repair services and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Gulf Coast Electric for an additional 6 days to expire August 16, 2022. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for temporary canteen meal catering disaster emergency for Jefferson County with Munchie's Courthouse Cafe for an additional 35 days to expire August 2nd, 2022. Item E is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for road building material for Jefferson County with LD Construction from September 8, 2021 to September 7, 2022 with price increases as stated in the contract. Item F is consider and approve a bid due date extension for the comprehensive inmate technology services packages for Jefferson County Correctional Facility, Downtown Jail, and Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center from Wednesday, July 6, 2022 at 11 a.m. Central Time to Wednesday, July 20th at 11 a.m. Central Time. Item G is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for invitations for bid for replacement of outboard motors, rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division with the Dingo Group LLC, DBA P. Jorgensen Marine for a total contract amount of $257,948 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. This is funded by the Port Security Grant for 2021. Item H is to consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering and architectural services for rehabilitation and update of the Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal and Aircraft Rescue and Firefighting Station at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with LaBiche Architectural Group, Inc., for a total contract amount of $110,075, it's 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant number 37, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item I is to consider and approve disposition of salvaged property as authorized by the Local Government Code, Section 263.1523, for broken or obsolete items. And item J is to consider and approve disposal of scrap vehicles with the scrap to be transported to a metal salvage company and there to be sold for such price as they may demand, with the command with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 3 for additional cost for fuel. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 2 for additional cost for clothing and equipment for a new deputy in the amount of $5,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional repairs from city inspection in the amount of $20,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for port author maintenance for increased cost for elevator rehab in the amount of $100. Item E is consider and approve a budget amendment for contingency return of budget funds due to receipt of insurance proceeds from Roden Bridge Precinct 3 wrecked vehicle in the amount of $45,618. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 1 for additional cost for fuel and equipment rental. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
Sorry, you got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 496109 through 496289. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Cleavon Buxton with the Constable Precinct.
That one's been canceled.
Table it.
Yes.
Okay. Under Constable Precinct 2, item A is consider and possibly approve the hiring of Isaiah Seltzer as a new deputy starting July 1st, 2022 with the office of Christopher Bates, Constable Precinct 2, in accordance with Local Government Code 86.011. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. I think that's what that was. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a pasture grazing lease between Jefferson County and John Hoyt for pasture at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
I'll move.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, we have one item to receive and file an executed special warranty deed from Jefferson County to Jefferson County Dredging District Number 7 for construction of a detention pond. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that brings us to the end of our agenda. Is there anything any member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without it taking action? We do have time for public comment, so if you're online, now keep in mind under our rules of decorum, we've gotten a little bit out of line the last several weeks. We no longer have the sign up in advance, but public comment is supposed to be limited to those items that are actually on the agenda. If anybody's online, you'll need to press star 6. If there's anybody in court, you can come forward and introduce yourself. I did want to announce a few things. Number one is, it's those of you who've traveled outside, you've noted that it's become pretty warm of late. We have been relatively dry compared to the amount of rain we get in a normal season. And we are obviously concerned about outdoor burning. Mr. White and I have had numerous conversations with fire department officials, the Emergency Services District, and so forth about the potential for outdoor burning ban or fireworks ban. And have not found favor amongst the fire chief for that action. We always want to make sure we check with them. However, it's very dry out there. So we would request of our citizens that you exercise extreme caution if you or planning on doing any outdoor burning. Have a backup plan, be prepared with hoses and water and so forth. In the event that the fire gets away from you, try to conduct your burning in an area where there's no sources of fuel in the nearby area. Have respect for your neighbors and looking at the wind direction and so forth, and try not to burn in high wind. On another subject, I would note that over the last month, our COVID numbers have been increasing. I think it's still important that people exercise good personal hygiene, frequent hand washing, and if there's a silver lining to this dark cloud with the increased COVID numbers, it's that hospitals have been under no significant impairment in their operations. Most of the, we've been checking with them, and most of their patients have been, and the people who have been required hospitalization have been amongst the very elderly, you know, a lot of people in their 80s. So obviously those individuals that are aged need to exercise more and better personal hygiene, and as well as their family members that are around them, and to the extent that you are diagnosed, make sure that you consult a physician to get treatment before your case becomes one that requires hospitalization. I think I've been talking to the auditor, I think there's a general, we will meet next Tuesday the 28th. I think there's general agreement among the court that we will not meet on July 5th. Is there any elected official or department head that requires a meeting on July 5th? Sheriff?
No, sir. I don't require a meeting, but I do want to, I think it would be remiss if I don't talk about the DA's office. Kathleen Kennedy represented me this past week in a discrimination lawsuit, and we kicked butt. But I think that the county has no idea the skill set that we have in our district attorney's office. Kathleen spent a lot of hours and prepared, and I can't say thank you enough for her and her staff. And even the investigators in that office that showed up every day and sat with my husband and took care of my husband. But it wasn't just important to me, it was important to them. They could have just showed up and not prepared, and they were prepared and they did an excellent job. And so we have, she's a great trial attorney. And so I think that that deserves some recognition here. Saved taxpayer dollars, saved the court dollars, and it saved my reputation. And I appreciate what you guys did.
Sheriff, I'm going to say one thing to you. Everybody sit up here. We know the value in that lady. There's no
Absolutely.
Question. She has won quite a bit of cases that were normally in the past may have been settled. She go get it.
Yeah, and we don't say it enough, but thank you. Thank you, guys.
Good job.
Judge, I want to say one thing. I have a letter, Laurie. It's from a Kenneth Simeon and a Tracy Arline, and then from the Beaumont area Council of the Blind. I think I asked you in court some time ago when they was going to do those presentations, that those people were individuals that I kind of tried to make sure we had in the loop. They wrote me some letters. I'm concerned. I want to make sure that we have, and I know we're supposed to have something this week. I have had my staff to make sure they contact them, make sure they know the time. I want to make sure that they get an opportunity to touch, feel, know what's going on. When I made my decision last time, it was predicated on a little lady that couldn't see. She touched both pieces of equipment, and she pulled me to the side and said, "Commissioner, this one here helped me better." You make decisions for the citizens of this county. We do. We do. That's our job, spend the taxpayers' dollars wisely. So we want to make sure we get a grasp and have all citizens of this county represent. I wanted to make sure I put that on the table.
Yes, sir.
Because I read these letters just then.
Well, I'd like to see those letters. Kenneth was there at both demonstrations, and so were some other members of their community. And I made a point on some television releases that we did that we asked for members of that community to come, and I asked each political party the same question, and so they brought people, wheelchair people. I believe some people that were partially sighted or blind also came from those parties. So I believe the word got out. I know that on the first day, the ride for some of the members of the blind community had to leave.
Right.
And the second day, they had an opportunity to try. They were still there when people were working on the equipment. So I hope that they have had a chance to do it that day. Members of the public were already testing the equipment on the second day. So I believe they had an opportunity to do that, because I know that they did not leave until later after some people were testing the equipment.
On the Thursday thing, are we going to have it in court? Are we going to have
yes, sir.
Equipment here?
We're going to have equipment here.
Okay.
And also I wanted to mention that, Judge, too, that it is Thursday the 23rd at 1 o'clock, and the public is invited.
That was next on my
okay, good.
Reminder good. List, so thank you for doing that. That'll be for the two vendors that are approved by the Texas Secretary of State to make presentations at a workshop at the Commissioner's Court, 1 p.m. this coming Thursday, the 23rd. Public is invited. Machines will be set up. They'll have the opportunity to test out the machines if they desire. Yes, sir, Mr. Dirt.
Yes, sir. To the judge and the county commissioners, I wasn't going to speak earlier, but after the sheriff got up and spoke, I thought I would make a few comments about the voting machines and the effort that the commissioners and the county is doing to ensure that the right to vote, the machines. I do know that a lot of times we talk about taxpayer dollars and the cost to make sure all this is done. However, let's not lose the fact that over so many years, people lost their lives so that the right to vote could be preserved. So I do like the fact that you all are being prudent about the taxpayers' dollars, but at the same time, make sure that everything is done. And I see that the Commissioner's Court is doing that. So thank you for that. Secondly, when the sheriff spoke about her incident about going to court, I just want the court and the public to know that our sheriff has constantly been under attack ever since she's been in office, and she's resilient, but she is still human. So while we don't welcome all those attacks on her, I would like for the commissioners and the court and the community at large to embrace our sheriff, understand that she is human, and she's not metal. And if we know these things are happening, let's give her a pat on the back, give her a hoorah, whatever we need to do to encourage her to continue the fight, because it's not easy doing what she does. She's doing a great job. She's trying to be as transparent and as diversity knowledgeable as she possibly can, and that doesn't sit well to a lot of folks, but it has to be done. There's a lot of work to be done. We just celebrated Juneteenth, and we all know all about that. So I'm not here to give you an education on Juneteenth, but it was Emancipation Proclamation signed in 1863. It was delayed for 2 years because Granger had to come down and enforce it here in Texas. So even though this is 2022, the work is still to be done. There's still a fight to preserve humanity and justice and equal rights for everybody. And let's not forget our sheriff, because like I mentioned earlier, she is human. She's not metal. And let's keep her in our prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Durden. All right. If there's nothing further, then we thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned at 10:59 a.m.